We are learning Maseches Megillah Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of them, and we are talking about a shaila: if Tainis Tzibra has three aliyahs or four aliyahs. Tashma Zaklal. This is the klal. Kol Shiyash Bevitam Malach Olam. Any day that people have to go to work and they can't be stuck in shul for too long, then they give them only three aliyahs. Kegoin Tainis Tzibra B'Tishavav. We're there, Me'ikir, then you're allowed to work. Tainis Tzibra, Roiv Tainis Tzibra, you can work. Besides for Tainis for rain, the middle ones and the last ones, the three and the seven at the end of the group of Tainis Tzibra for Geshamim, then you're not allowed to work. But the rest of you're allowed to work. And Tisha B'Av also, it's only a minig by some place not to work, but Me'ikir, then you can work. And therefore, it's a day of Bit Malach, and therefore, it's only three aliyahs. Karin Gimel. If you have a little more time, there's no Bit Malach. I'm going to rush Chadash Mechal Shemayir, Karin Dalad. You read four aliyahs. Shema Mino, the Tainet Tzibra Taka is three aliyahs. Now, we said Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed is four aliyahs. Why? Because not Bit HaMalacha. Now, it's, on Chol HaMoed, you don't get five aliyahs because there is a little Bit HaMalacha because you could do Dava Avad. But you don't do so much Malacha because most people are not working because they don't have Dava Avad. But Shalas, what does it mean Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh, you don't work on Rosh Chodesh? So Rashi and Tosfos both say that Noshim don't work on Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because they got a schar because they did not participate in the Egel. And therefore, a schar that they get were given the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh not to do work on Rosh Chodesh. But the shaila is, so who's in shul? The ladies or the men? The men are in shul. So what shaykh is? Turev and the Asakasha. So why is it like no bit of malacha? Why does men go to work? So someone answered that since the wives are not doing work that day in the house, so the husband also does a little less work. Usually the husband helps out the wife with the household work, and if she's not doing any household work, so the husband won't be doing anything either. That's some sip shop. It's a sharp shot. Turi Evan learns that we're talking about Bezman HaMikdash. Bezman HaMikdash, when they used to bring Kabbanis or Rosh Chodesh, or the day they broke Kabbanis, they didn't do Malacha. And therefore, even today, when we don't have Kabbanis, that's stuck not to do. And in those days, they didn't do Malacha, so there's another Aliyah. So these days, even though we do Malacha now, it's still stuck to do the four Aliyahs. Like upon him, what our Gemara is trying to tell us now is that Tainis Tzibra L'maisa has three Aliyahs. Omer Ravashi, Ravashi argues. Omer Ravashi, Anan, Loi Tanan Hachi. I think our Mishnah is not like this. Our Mishnah holds, according to Rav Ashi at least, that Tainis Tzibra gets four Aliyahs. Why? Because it says, Zeh HaKlal, Kol Yoyim Shiesh Bei Musav, Eino Yomtev, Karin Rabah. Any day that has Musav but not Yomtev, you read four aliyahs. Lasu Yimai, what are we coming to add with this klal? Lav, aren't we coming to add Lasu Yimai, Tainet Tzibra, but Tishabav? We're trying to add Tainet Tzibra and Tishabav that they have four aliyahs. And therefore, Rav Ashi argues that Taka is four aliyahs since our Mishnah, because what else is that klal teaching us? So it must be that Tainet Tzibra is four aliyahs. In fact, Gemara, for Rav Ashi, Mastisim Moni, Loi Tanakama, Loi Abyesi. Rav Ashi, L'chayr, is in first of Mishnah, not like. First Mishnah, not like Rav Ashi, because there's a Brisa rather. Because the Brisa has a Tanakam and Rav Yesi, and both of them on Mavuya Klar, it's only three aliyahs, or less. The Tainant and a Brisa. Chaliyahs, Psheni Vechamishi. When a Tainus lands up on Monday or Thursday, Karin Gimel, just don't want Tisha B'Av, Karin Gimel, Mafte. You read three aliyahs, and you also read Aftar. Mafte Echa. One says Aftar. Vashlishi Ravi, if it lands up on a Tuesday or Wednesday, Kari Echad only lay one aliyah, Mafteh Echad, and Mafteh. So Tanakama holds that on Tisha B'Av lands up on Monday and Thursday, the regular three aliyahs with Aftaira. On Tuesday and Wednesday, it's one aliyah with Aftaira. Rav Yisrael, L'Olam Kari Gimel, Mafteh. Well, you always read three aliyahs. You always have three aliyahs. But either way, this Brisa says that either way, you only have three aliyahs, not more. So this is a kasha of Ashi who said a Tainis Tzibra has four aliyahs. So Rav Ashi is slugged up. So Rav Ashi is a good taina. What's Zakal teaching us? Vela kasha Zakal. What's it coming to teach us? So Gemara answers, La suya Rosh Chodesh Amayit. It's coming to teach us that Rosh Chodesh Amayit has four aliyahs. Frey to Gemara, Habahedik Tony Law. It says first in the Mishnah, Rosh Chodesh Amayit, Karen Abba. So what are you saying, Zakal? To be Maisiv, Rosh Chodesh Amayit, it says first in the Mishnah. So what's that klal teaching us? So Gemara Simona ba'al Mayav is teaching us, giving us a simon, because the Zakal klal says any day it's not a yomtiv and it has musaf karen abal. We want to remember this; shouldn't get mixed up with regular yomtiv. So Simona ba'al Mayav loytema yomtiv v'chal shemayik. Doesn't mean both yomtiv v'chal are the same thing. Elna koytai klal v'yadcha. Just use this klal. Call it tvele milsim chavrei. Anything that's more than the other day, tvele gavrei seri. It's an extra aliyah. And the Gemara goes through the whole seder. Hilkach. Rosh Chodesh and Moed, that we have one thing extra, that you call Musaf Karen Abba. You have four aliyahs. But Yom Tov, the Asav Asiyas Malacha, Yom Tov gets an addition, it's Asav Asiyas Malacha, Chamisha. It's five aliyahs. But Yom Kippurim, the Enish Chorus, goes up another notch, it's Enish Chorus, Shisha, gets six aliyahs. Shabbos, the Iko, Issa Skila, the Hez, the Issa of Skila, Sheva, Shiva, there are seven aliyahs. So Akuponim, that's the cloud. It goes 4, 5, 6, 7, Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed 4, Yom Tov 5, Yom Kippur 6, and Shabbos is at least 7 aliyahs. Now as the Gemara will go back to what we learned from Rav about not saying Tachron, the Gemara is going to explain that now. Gufa. Rav Ikla Abav Atan HaSibur. Rav went to Abav Atan HaSibur, Kom Kar B'Sifra, he got an aliyah, some say it means Koyin, some say it means Shlishi, we learned before. Pasach Baruch, he made a bracha before, and Choson Loi Baruch, he did not say a bracha afterwards. So, if you hold those four aliyahs, it makes sense. But not, he got Koyin. That's the Maskanah of the Gemara, really. He got Koyin. Therefore, he didn't make a bracha afterwards, because in those days, they only made a bracha before and afterwards. Then, Nafal Kulei Alma Apayu. Everyone said Tachron. Rav Loi Nafal Apayu. Rav did not say Tachron. Charles, why not? My timer, Rav Loi Nafal Apayu. Why didn't Rav say Tachron? So, the Gemara answers, Ritzbah Shal Avadu Moisa. Rav used to say Tachron on the floor, lying down on the floor, and it was a Ritzbah Shal Avadu Moisa. It was a stone floor. V'tayel Tana Braisa says in the pasuk in the Torah, Ve'even Maskis L'Situ Ba'Artzechem L'Shtachav Voisa Leha, and we darshan Olel Yitam Shtachav Ba'Artzechem. In your regular city is not the base of Mikdash. You cannot bow down on a stone floor. But you could bow down on the floor of a base of Mikdash. Ula says the only Isser is Ritzba Shal Avonim. And Rashi learns that the Isser to bow down on Ritzba Shal Avonim is because doim into the base of Mikdash. That's what Rashi learns. The Rambam learns because it's like Avodah Zarah. Because just like by people who deen Avodah Zarah, they serve Avodah Zarah, they'll bow down any stone floor anywhere. So therefore, he said you cannot bow down on a stone floor. So therefore, Rav did not want to say Tachron. Frank the Gemara, so why only Rav? The whole shul shouldn't say Tachron if it has a stone floor. Yochi, my ear, Rav, feel cool nami. Everyone else shouldn't say Tachron. So the Gemara, Kamei de Rav havoy. The stone floor is only in front of Rav, not in front of the other people in the shul. Frank the Gemara, Blaze Gavi Tzibur, Olympus. So go to the next seat over, and with the Tzibur sitting, and do Tachron there. He didn't want to have do tircha the tzibura. He didn't want to make them stand up from him. Therefore, he didn't leave his spot and he didn't say tachron. It was worth him to miss tachron than to inconvenience everyone. So that's the first shot. He had a stone floor in front of him, and therefore he did not say tachron. I moved to the tzibur. He didn't want to make them stand up him. Rav pishut yadayim erglayim avavit. Rav used to do Tachron by spreading out his, like lying on the floor, face first. The whole Isser to bow down on a stone floor is only if you do Pisha Dai Maglaim. You spread out your hands and feet and you put your face down on the floor. So, but other people didn't do it that way. They did not do Tachron that way. And therefore, it was not a problem having a stone floor. So first was they didn't have a stone floor in front of them. The second is everyone had a stone floor in front of them. But they did Tachron a different way. Look, and the only issue is only to lie down. So frankly, so Rav shouldn't do it like his regular minig. Everything well, let me shout him. He didn't want to change his minig. His minig was do tachron and lying down. He didn't want to change. Third teretz, but he's saying, Adam chashu shiny. For Adam chashu to fall on his face, do tachron in front of other people, you're not supposed to do it. Rav Elazar, the Rav Elazar, in Adam chashu v'shei lipa apanov, elam ki nedek yeshu v'nun. A other chasher should not be neifel upon in front of other people, unless he's sure he's going to answer it. Kishu v'nun d'chsev yirma Hashem Yeshua kumlach, and only by Yeshua, where there he was he knew his tefillos were mekubal, he could do it. Like the Rashi brings down the pasuk says lomazat neifel b'necha, why are you falling on your face? The Rashi learns there was a tiny not so falling on your face in front of other people. Tosfos speaks this out. Tosfos says b'shalmi farash heichush mispal b'shvil tzibra v'neil b'nas me'shavadami. Between you and yourself, you could say Tachron, but in front of other people, other Chashim can't fall on his face. So three Pshatim and Rav. Either the stone floor is Dafka in front of him, or Dafka Rav because he does Pishat Daim Reglaim. Third Pshat is because Adam Chashim Shani. Tana Rabbanim, Untana Braisa. We had this Braisa before in the last Mesechtas we learned. We had it in Tainus a little bit, this idea. Kida alapayim. When it says kida, it means on your face. Shinema v'tikad tikad v'shava alapayim aretz. That she bowed down on her face. So kida means it's like you fold up like you fold up and you stand up and you put your hands on the floor like a push up and you put your face down to the floor, or you fold and you put your face to the floor. That's kida. Kriya abekayim is on your knees. V'chenu emem achrei abirka. Hishtachava zu pishut yudayim raglayim. Hishtachava is you lie flat on your face with your hands and feet spread out. Shnevar havoy nova inivim chavachicha hishtachava zcha arzo. See, it has to do with arzo. Hishtachava means arzo. Mashma kulei rashash kulei shatuach arzo. Completely flat on the floor. The Gemara says Levi wanted to show how to do kido, which kido means we're saying, it's not clear, but somehow you stand on your feet and you get your face to the floor, somehow or another. It's very hard to do. Levi achvi kida kamei derab beitla, and it became lame from it. Because it's very hard to do. It's very hard on your waist. It's a very hard act to do. And it became lame. This maisa caused Levi to become lame. Never talk disrespectfully to Hashem. There was a big person who talked disrespectfully. It became lame. Manu Levi. It was Levi. We had him sekles tainus that it wasn't raining, and Levi said, "Alisa Lamar, you went up to heaven. You don't care about your children." So you see, because he spoke disrespectfully, he became lame. And here it's same because it showed kida. And think about Havah Garmalei. They were both garm. If he would have done this, and he didn't have a reason for Einish, he would have came out fine. He did a dangerous act, but Hashem would have saved him. But because he was a Tiach Dvam Kavi Maila, when he did something sakana, that was sakana, he became lame. Amr Avchiyah Ba'avn, Chazin Lulabai V'Rava, the Rashi learns, when they did Tachman on the floor, and it was on stone, Matzlu Yitzliyeh, they went to the side a little bit, and therefore, it wasn't a problem. Wasn't so. The child was doing a stone floor or rashes mashbats. In of them choshev rishay lipa aponav. So they did that sliyatsliya. This is going to shinui that it shouldn't be a problem. Matsliyatsliya. They went to the side. They did a little shikul shinui. So Rashi learns it was odom choshev. They now let me know for pnei from other people. So they went to the side and therefore they did not have a problem. You know for pnei from other people. Toisvis on that chavbeis and beis demaskol beis ema. He learns that. That if you matzli at stuye, you can even do it on the ritzpa. It sounds like from Taisvis. It's going back even to our Gemara. And if not, then you can even do tachman by ritzpa shalavonim, even maybe if you're not doing it on the floor. I in Taisvis, there could be a bialacha also that says that matzli at stuye. That's why when we do tachman, we go to the side a little bit, because there's an inyan to do matzli at stuye. That's the way you do tachman, comes from this Gemara. Because it used to be al panehem, and either it's a problem adam chashuv, or it's a problem ritzvah shalavanim, and therefore it's an inyan to be matzlei asluyeh.